you know, I love the chord changes you use. But how do you feel about playing solo piano? Do you like to do that?
I don't like to do it.
You don't like to?
A long time ago, I played solo piano. But I always had the feel for a trio.
Well, I do too. But, you know, a few years ago, I just decided I had to get into playing solo piano if I was ever going to sort of release myself from the bass player and drummer, because I used to be a nervous wreck. If somebody was late, I couldn't play without the bass player and drummer.
But you play solo piano so beautifully. You are really fantastic, you know.
Shirley, I'll tell you a secret. I don't really think so. But you know, I know how you feel, because sometimes if you've been playing with a trio, you miss the bass player doing certain things, and you have to do them for yourself instead. And it's like a whole new set of responses, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Well, nevertheless, you're very modest, because it comes off beautifully. And another thing I've always admired is your chord changes and your lovely ideas that you put in behind yourself when you're singing. Because I guess most people, when they hear you singing and playing with a group. That's what you do most of, isn't it?
Yes, that's the way I like it.
Well, now this one coming up is a very pretty song that I haven't heard in a long time. I'll be interested to hear your version of it by Jimmy Van Heusen. They could have told me so. No, wait a minute. I got the title wrong. I could have told you so.
Yes.
I guess I've got my grammar in an uproar today.